Tugod, so may buntag, may ikson. Salamat sa kagayunan God has given to me for this morning. And before we proceed, make some, let's come before the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Lord, you know, we just want to thank you and praise you, Lord, for this wonderful, Lord, good morning. For ikaw, Lord, naghahatod na mo. And we know for a fact, O Lord, that you have a purpose, O Father, O Lord, why you have brought us this time, O Father, O Lord. And we ask, O Lord, that may you just, Lord, prepare our hearts. May you, Lord, Father, Lord, Ginoo, nga ikaw mag-andam, whatever, nga mga butang, imong ipaabot, Lord, na mo, utuguting, ang imong mensahe, dili, Ginoo, mulabay nga kawang. But it truly accomplishes, O Father, your purposes. And so we commit, Lord, the rest of our time into your hand, that your name, and there's no other name, will be truly exalted and glorified in our midst, O Father, this morning, Father. And Father, we thank you, we praise you. This all we ask, God, in Jesus' name. Amen, Lord, and amen, and amen. So, again, may igsoon, I thank God for this morning. Amen? And history makes on. History shows that adunay tulo kabutang wherein ministers, pastors, or mga church leaders nangatagak sila diha sa ilang mga pagtuo. And then, they call this magsoon tuloka G. Tuloka G, okay? First is, ang usa sa mga rason, mao ang girl, okay? Kuno, girl, babae. Ikadua nga G is gold, meaning finances. Ikatulo magsoon is G, another G is glory. So which is true enough if we try magsoon to examine scripture, and scripture gives us lots of information. For instance, magsoon in the case ni Solomon, the first king of Israel, he fell magsoon from his kingdom because of God's glory. Actually, it wasn't girl. And sa babae, it was David himself towards Bathsheba nga di inatagak siya sa iyang promiscuous relationship. And sa gold magsoon, remember magsoon, sa Book of Acts, there was this couple named Ananias and Sapphira wherein they were being judged directly right there and then. And instantly magsoon, they died before God. And it was because nga diin ang mga proceeds sa ilang yuta magsoon nga nahalin, they kept it alone. Wala nila gipahibaw nga to sa mga apostles. And for that reason, namatay sila. And the same thing magsoon happened nowadays that money kasagaran tulo kabutang. And there are plenty of Christian leaders, Christian pastors, which I will be speaking magsoon later on. Those great people nowadays who have great mega churches around the world. And yet, magsoon, in just a blink of an eye, they fell from God's glory. In just blink of an eye, magsoon, some of them, nga di inapriso, some of them, magsoon, nga di inangamatay, they committed suicide, and then up really miserably sa ilang kinabuhi. And if kining mga Christian leaders, makita na to, they are prone to fall na igsoon sa ilang pagtuo, and there is no reason. At the same time nga diin, kita nga mga Sunday goers, if I may say, nga diin, wala say rason nga diin, dilita mga tagak. Kini maging mga tao, great leaders nga din, grabe ang ilang passion, grabe sila gipanggamit sa Ginoo, yet eventually sa ilang life they have really fallen from their own respective ministry. And this morning, and I believe magsoon, this is something where God has led me to share to you. Why? Because all of us are really naata sa temptations. We cannot say magsoon that I'm a pastor. Pastor Ramil, he's a pastor. Mingon siya nga, I am more strong, right? More nga diin, dili ko matintal. No. Nga diin, ikaw ako, magsoon. Pastor, ikaw ako, we have the same weaknesses. We have the same shortcomings, magsoon. And if we are not careful, if we are not maigsoon, vigilant enough sa atong paglakaw diha sa Ginoo, chances are so high that you and I will really be fall, will really be falling maigsoon from sa itong paglakaw diha sa Ginoo. And this morning we'll be looking into a particular life situation sa usa ka tawo maigsoon nga diin, though he was not really known enough sa scripture, but actually maigsoon there are three verses of scripture that talks about his loyalty to the Apostle Paul, that talks about his commitments, that talks about his calling diha sa Ginoo. And Paul maigsoon regards him as fellow workers in God's kingdom. However, in the later part sa iya nga kinabuhi maigsoon, something did happen. Something maigsoon miserably, something really bad happened sa iya nga kinabuhi, which I would like maigsoon to look at it, and it is my prayer that somehow maigsoon atong ma-examine ang iyang kinabuhi in view usab at the same time usab sa ato nga kinabuhi. I'd like you to open your Bibles, maigsoon, in 2 Timothy 4, verse 10. 2 Timothy chapter 4, kapitulo 4, versikulo 10. And we'll be studying, maigsoon, just one verse of scripture for the rest of our time. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. It says here, for who? For Demas, okay? Actually, maigsoon, if you read this, and then maging umukinsa man si Demas. It says here, for Demas, having loved this present world, has deserted me, referring maigsoon to Paul, and had gone to Thessalonica. And this morning I'll be entitling this maigsoon, Spiritual Disconnection diha sa Ginoo, which I said earlier that we are really prone. We are really maigsoon, susceptible that in one way or another, if we are not careful, dilita, vigilant, mainampingon sa atong Kristiyanon nga paglakaw, again, chances are, we'll be following maigsoon the life of the mass. Okay, it says here, for Demas, having loved this present world, has deserted me, and had gone to Thessalonica. At tulog kabutang for the rest of our time nga diin atong matanaw in just a single verse that talks about Demas spiritual disconnection, Demas spiritual downfall, or Demas spiritual abandonment. But firstly, makita nato here maigsoon nga diin, mangutana ta, si kinsa man bro si Demas. Actually, tulog ka verses of scripture that talks about Demas. Firstly, he was mentioned by Paul in the book of Colossians. At the later part, chapter 4, verse 14, in the book of Colossians, wherein Paul says, our dear friend, Luke the doctor, maigsoon, the author of the book of Luke and the book of Acts. Okay? Our friend Luke the doctor, and it says here, Demas. Remember, maigsoon? How Paul, maigsoon, put Demas alongside with Luke, the author of the book of Acts and the book of Luke. Which means, maigsoon, Demas has placed something significantly during the time sa kinabuhi ni Paul. And in Philemon 1 verse 24, sa greetings ni Paul, Paul says, and so do Mark, Aristarchus, and again, maigsoon, it says here, Demas, and Luke, again, Dr. Luke, my fellow, okay, workers. So, in addition to that, 2 Timothy 4:10, muna ikatulong na diin, gimension ni Paul sa kinabuhi ni Demas. However, maigsoon, though Demas did really start, makita nimo with all the passion, with all the zeal, with all the commitments that Demas had for the glory of the Lord, However, my son Demas did not finish well sa iyang Kristwanon nga kinabuhi. And the same thing makes on for us, the challenge for us Christians, it's not how passionate, it's not how dasig we are sa atong pagsugo diya sa Ginoo. But the challenge for us, how faithful you and I, we will be later on sa atong kinabuhi. Are we still ba faithful ba? 5 years, for instance, makes on from now. Are we still ba faithful ba? 10 years, 20 years, or faithful ba ta? Even up until the last sa atong breath diha sa Ginoo. And what is interesting, brethren, sa name ni Demas, actually Migson, the name Migson itself means popular. Diba sikat? Pangalan niya, ang pangalan pasabot na sikat. So may pangalan Migson nga sikat ron. Layla. Ang katawa mo, Layla. Diba? Rodrigo. Diba? Si, isa pa. Si, isa. Si, naman ko gipa. Si Kerwin. Or si Ronnie. Amen? At kumidyara ni Migsona. So, mo ni mga controversial. Basta unang panahon ng Migsona, sila yung mga meaning. Usab sa ilang mga pangalan. But Demas Migson means literally popular. And which is true enough kung imong tanahon that he was really popular. The fact na diin, he was so close gyud sa kasing-kasing ni Pablo. And he was called a fellow laborer diha sa pagpalapad sa gingharian sa Ginoo. And here we see an apostle may son named Demas adunay passion sa cause sa gingharian sa Ginoo, zeal for the Lord's kingdom. But again, something happened later on sa iyang kinabuhi wherein Demas lost his focus. Amen? Na-lost magsoon yung focus and sadly magsoon labaw sa tanan. Remember magsoon, the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy, this was the last book of Paul. He was writing magsoon in gipriso siya. And then si Pablo Migson, nagpaabot siya sa iyang death execution. Pati yun siya, putlan siya gliog. And imagine Migson, a trusted and a loyal friend before, na din sa kalit lang, na din nawagtang. And then Paul Migson, di ba, nagdugo pa yung kasing-kasing nga diin, perhaps hapit na si mamatay. And more than that, nagdugo yung kasing-kasing. Why? Because one of his friends, one of his disciples, Migson, had abandoned him, had turned his back away from ni Pablo. Amen? And it says here, for Demas, having loved this world, has deserted me, and had gone to Thessalonica. The first magson we see here is ang hinungdan. Unsa may hinungdan wherein Demas fled, abandoned. Giabandonar niya si Pablo. First, Migson, ang cause here, makita nato is, what? Can you say that with me, Migson? Makita mo, unsa man siya. Having loved. Can you say that with me, Migson? Having loved. Okay? So, ang hinungdan wherein Demas, nalayo siya, nawagdang siya, diha sa Ginoo, the Bible is so clear that Demas loved Migson, having loved the world. Actually, Migson, the word love means here, high pleasure for something. Wherein Demas Migson, sa iyang life, he was torn between two worlds. He was in the world, Migson, wherein he was serving God. He was proceeding, Migson, for eternity. And again, Migson, sa kalibutan, nagkupot niya po si Demas, nga diin, daghan niya po noong sa man. Kahilayan. Remember Migson? It says here, he had gone to Thessalonica. And during that time, Thessalonica had been the center of, makita ni mo Migson, prostitution. Center of commerce. So makita ni mo, kung ibutang na to sa Cebu, so diha na ang Cebu City. So na ang, saman, na ang Sabado nights. Na ang kahilayan. Na ang babay, inom diri, so sentro Migson. nga diin kung ikaw nga ko magusaman magluluya ka dili kay ka firm sa imong faith, the chances are magsuon nga din mapul ka, instead mapul ka for God, mapul ka again backward diha sa kalibutan. And this is magsuon the case of Demas, which is so sad. For Demas magsuon here having high pleasure for something. Actually, Megson, it says here, this does not necessarily mean that Demas had torn to the pleasures of the world. Notice, Megson, the phrase, having loved. Okay? Having loved. Wala, Megson, ngatiin. Wala magpasabot ni, ngatiin. Unsa man. Ang tintasyon, ang kalibutan, mao'y nakapapul niya. Ngatiin, nabalik siya din sa kalibutan. The word, having loved here means, literally makes so, he desired to love and live in this world. It was his choice. It was his will. It was his decision to turn away from Paul, to turn away from God, and choose, I will choose to live in this world. I will deny God. I will turn away my back. Ano ba? Wala morga akong kalipay. Wala din sa Ginoo. But my kalipay, na aday din sa kalibutan. I mean, Megson, this really a sad thing. Nga diin, ang tinguwa day niya, nakita yun eventually sa later sa iyang kinabuhi, nga diin iyang tinguwa is to be really, to love, to desire din sa kalibutan. He has chosen, he has willed to love the world more than he willed to love Paul, and even to love really God sa iyang kinabuhi. And if we try make sense to look at it, sa kinabuhi ni Demas, somehow we can put that into equation today sa mga kinabuhi make sense sa mga Kristohanon. There are people make sense, I would say, professing Christians today who go to church, attends Bible study, but still, the pleasures, the desires of the world still hook in their very lives. Amen? Though Megson, you know what? We can't really, nothing is hidden Megson. The Bible says that cannot be disclosed. Everything we hide, everything Megson, we keep by ourselves. You can hide that personally Megson, sa mong spouse, sa mong asawa, sa mong friends, sa mong family. But in the sight of God, Megson, everything is laid bare. Everything, Megson, is transparent. Everything is open. Diha atubangan sa Ginoo. And for that, Megson, muna nga diin, Christians, at times, ingana usab ang atong kinabuhi ba? Nga diin, we are only become holy during Sunday. But Monday going to Saturday, unsa man? Huli ka. Huli ka ano man? Ngayon, di, wanday, magbinuang. Di mo na, huli ka ha? Di ka Kristohano, nabinangkog, huli jug ka. Huli day ka, nga di nagpabadlong ka sa imong Kristohano nga paglakaw. And you know what, Megson? This reminds me personally, during the early years ako nga kinabuhi, early years, Megson, sa akong life, I struggled so much in doing like, unsa may will ni God sa akong life. I struggled so much, Megson, from alcoholism, alcohol. Nag-struggle ko, Anna. Yes, I went to church, Megson, Sunday after Sunday. Okay? But, inig-sabado sa gabi, Megson, sa amo, naman ay baili. Nay-diskuhan. Kami, huwag kong maguwang, mga dumig-diskuhan. Kaya ba, may manimba, may huwag, manang dumig-diskuhan. And of course, Megson, and disco, natural lang, gina inom. So, manginom me, and then, ingabots, inika-morning, Megson, actually, manimba me. You know what, Megson? One thing really that, you know what, amazes me before, nga din, every time I went to church, Megson, I really cried. Siguro, walay Sunday, nga din, I really cried to the Lord. Lord, unsa naman eh, ang kinabuhi. Sabado, huli ko. Inig, Sunday, magpahuli-huli sa go. Tubangan diya si Ginoo. And sure enough, Megson, one of the days ni Ana, during sa among balay, nga diin, among pastor, sa unang panahon, si Pastor, si Poblete, si si Nimada, Bobong, Pastor Bobong Poblete, nga diin, nasagpan mi sa akong magawang, nga diin, nag-inom mi ba? Ako may nagtagay, nga diin, pag nisun ang pastor, nakalit lang, huwag man manangid, huwag mag-text, huwag man mabusita siya sa amo. Apamagi sa tos Ginoo, nga diin, masagpan mi muna, pag anak ako, Pastor, good morning, Pastor, bro, nas Pastor, bro, anak, nato siya sa, nato siya sa kusina, na kami, purumig na, na-shock ba? Ana, nagsturahin mi, ana, may gso. To make the long story short, ingon mi, bro, kanang Sabado, Domingo, marong ma-absent sa ta. Okay, mahuot sa pastor. But you know what, may gso, in spite of those struggles, I really felt inside such emptiness akong kasing-kasi. And it was by the grace of God, after, a year after that, nga diin, God really removed all my vices sa ako nga kinabuhi. And early 2000, my son, I can really say before God that I am indeed, truly, okay, quote-unquote, my son, I would mention, truly, genuinely born again. Why? Because God has removed all the bandages, all the struggles that I had. It doesn't mean nga wala ko struggle today. But ang akong struggle sa una, before I became a Christian, I love to be in the world. Nindot kayo, di ba? Sabado nights, mainit ang eksena, dito kailangan magpalamig. Sabado nights. Nindot agad, Sabado nights. And my son, that was really the struggle, so to speak. But again, my son, God has a special plan and purpose in my life and took me away from that Sabado nights. And there, my son, I'm standing before you with the zeal, with the passion, with the joy that's only God, my son, can give. A joy magsoon that the world dili makahatag. A joy that only you in your relationship with the Lord, nga din ikaw lamang makaingon ka. This is really the joy that I'm really looking that is, that cannot be found, that cannot be bought din sa kalibutan. A joy to be out of the world. A joy to be in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ sa ato nga kinabuhi. And again, makes sense, it says here, for Demas, having loved the world, and you know what, having loved the world, for Demas, nowadays, can take in many forms today. Like, siguro, kanang having, sayo may exon, kanin, di ba, o sayo may unta, kanang word nga having loved the world, or ato na siyang matawag nga, siguro, bro, bisihan ako, oy, kay naman ko'y trabaho sa Domingo. Di ba? We have excuses, Megson. Ang mga butang unta para sa Ginoo, but at times, muabot usap sa akong kinabuhi, nga diin, adunay battle. Adunay mga struggle, Megson, that we choose, we are, unsa man, we are called to choose, asa may mas book at ang world, employment, or ang imong calling ba, imong commitment ba diha sa Ginoo. Oy, dili ko, busy ko po, di ko ka-attend ng Bible study, kinakoy meeting, kinakoy lakaw sa na, mga ligo, may dagat sa akong mga office mates. And that's excuses may so on are so normal, makita na natural nowadays. And it only shows that we are on the edge of living a life not for God. And for that, may so on, we are living in the world. Nga diin, wala na may maya si God sa ato nga kinabuhi. And that is why it is good to ask, kumusta man ka ang atong gugma sa Ginoo today? Kumusta man ka? Ask yourself, kumusta man ka? Unsa may mga butang today sa inyong matag-usa nga kinabuhi? Ayaw tanawa imong bana, asawa. Ayaw kuhita. Imo, I'm talking personally, individually. Nga naman, individual mga manubags Ginoo. Kumusta man ka ang atong pagyugma sa Ginoo? Unsa man kay mga butang, anything may igsoon sa atong kinabuhi, kasing-kasing today, that cause pressure may igsoon din sa kalibutan, nga diin, naka, unsa man, nakaagaw, nakarab sa atong atensyon diha sa Ginoo. Amen? And this is something good may igsoon for us to reflect. Nga diin, ma-remindan ta sa kaayo sa Ginoo sa matag-adlaw nga din gihatag niya sa ato nga kinabuhi. John Wesley says, Mingson, anything that cools my love for Christ is what? The world. Kung sa mga butang, Mingson, it can be your gadget, it can be your employment, imong trabaho, it can be your family, it can be ikaw mismo, it can be, trabaho bro, it can be, or anything magsoon nga makapabugnaw sa imong gugma diha sa Ginoo. John Wesley says, mauna ang atong kalibutan nga diin, angay natong banta yan mga igsoon. And going back in verse 10, for Demas, having loved this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Okay? So, arita sa ikaduha. First mention was cause. Ikaduha will be object. Unsa may object? Nga diin. Butang nga diin si Demas nawagtang diha sa iyang paglakaw sa Ginoo. Notice, make sure it says here, unsa? Present world. Amen? So, present world today, ang kalibutan nga diin atong gipuy-an. I always hears, makes on hear that words, dangog kaayo ang kalibutan, bro. Dangog kaayo, sister, ang kalibutan nga atong gipuy-an today. And for Demas, that object, something nga diin na wagtang siya sa Ginoo is no other than unsaman. The love sa unsaman. Present world. Okay? Say it with me, Mixon. Present world. Present world. What does that present world, Mixon, mean? First John 2:15, John says, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. John says here, though we are naata sa kalibutan, but John warned us not to desire this world, not to put our everything paglaom dinhi sa kalibutan. Why? Because you know this makes so on the world here means the present what? Evil system. The system makes on. Notice makes on the society, the communities that we have today. Amen? Amen. Ang inyong barangay. Kung imong tan-awon ang barangay, sa unang mga 1980s makes on, sa unang panahon, makita nato, pipila ra man kabayot sa unang panahon, siguro una ana si Brother Boni. Makita no, makaiha pa na si Brother Boni sa unang panahon, 1980s. Maiha pa na, siguro lima. Makita no, maka-pinpoint ka, okay? But notice today, Megson, ang bayot. Di ba, rampa na kayo. 3 years old, 5 years old ang bata, rampa na kayo. And what do you think, Megson, ang hinungdan nining mga hiwi nga pagkinabuhi today? And again, Megson, Paul attributes this to the present world, to the world, Megson, that we are really living today, the world system that we are really living today. And this serves as stern nga warning for us Christians against the reality of the world that we are living today. The world may soon nga diin matag-anlaw nato nga gipuy-an today, nga diin makita nato, grabe ka peligro, grabe ka kuyaw sa atong mga palibot today. Amen? Di ba? Sagad may soon, you know what? The way we dress may soon, you know what? Kani ato mga dress ba? At times, di ba? Usay ato ning ikapi, asaman, usay sa mga celebrity, di ba? Makita na ito, Piolo Pascual, hindi ito buhok, hindi ito sinina, and then, at times, may soon mo na, mukapi ta, mo imitate ta. That's good, may soon for me, as long as the dress is, asaman, appropriate. However, may soon today, makita na ito ang mga dresses, especially for women, muna nagkakuyaw na. Manigaw nila cleavage. Cleavage ko no. Frances Megson, di ba? Sa mga Hollywood actresses, kila ni Kim Kardashian. So makita ni mo si Kim Kardashian, mauna nga, sige lang yun siya pakita sa iyang tutoy, anak. Makita ni mo ilang sinina ang adiin, wala na bra, kita na diri sa tunga. So again, Megson, makita nato na ang makita ang Filipino mga celebrities, makita ni mo during sa mga na yung mga parties or na yung mga award nights, so makita ni mo daghan na sa mo copy ni ana, di ba si itong gwapang babae Liza Soberano, di ba Liza Soberano, tanaw ni mo murang mag-inusinti kay naong nga babae, bata pa ka, I think she's 18 years old. O karon mo na nagsulob siya, sir man, diri kita, why bra? Tutoy. And again, Mixon, this is the present evil system world that we are living in. Satan, Mixon, is drawing us to do something, Mixon, nga diin, para nato, kung ato nang buhaton, para nato, ay, okay na di ay. Nga naman, kay ginagbuhat man sa uban. But if we try, Mixon, to look at it carefully, what scripture has to say to it, again, Mixon, atong makita, Timothy Megson says, or Titus says, talks about a propriety sa dress code, especially for women. Amen? Unsa may, ano, tarong pag si ni na mga tig soon. So makita na to, and Monique, always Megson, I love this quotation. There is a big difference between, unsa man, first is dressing attractively and dressing to attract. Okay? Aduna difference, ha? You can dress my son appropriately that people will get attracted. Nindot siya manin sininala. Apan, pwede saan mo sinina ka nga diin, tutoy nalang ipakita nga diin for purposes nga unsaman, for attraction. And for that Christian, for us Christians, my son, we choose we adhere the dress code that scripture Megson has provided, especially Megson for us parents nga di naantay mga anak nga mga babae. We need Megson to be a role model to them. We need to stand. Why? Because makita nimo nang eskwela sila in that universities, in that school nga di pipila lamang nila ka mga Christian. And we as parents Megson will not stand what is pleasing before God. Mona, time will come that they will really, will not hold, you know what, the commandments, the words of the Lord, yeah, sa Ginoo. That is why, Mona, I encourage parents to be intolerant sa mga, especially sa mga babae. Okay? And again, make so, not only dress code, how about morality today? Morality. Morality nowadays has become so low. And there has been a study Megson sa young adults 2014, young adults fertility survey. Ngayon, ilang gi-study ang morality din sa Pilipinas. And then, they found out, Megson, that grabe, nagka-increase na ang pagka-immoral ang Pinas, which is known to be, a Christian nation. Dine sa unsa man Asia. Apan makita nato Megson, wala na tay kailainan sa mga Muslim or sa mga lain nga mga country. Let's see for instance here sa sex between unmarried adults. Fornication Megson, sex between unmarried nga mga babae og laki. And then you know what, they have surveyed that 30% of Filipinos believe that it's okay. Amen. And you know that by heart and by scripture, it's not really okay. And how we as Christians stand for that. We stand what is righteous. We stand what is glorifying. We stand what is for holiness. Diha sa Ginoo. If we will not stand, Megson, we're only going to church here for nothing at all. If we are not standing, Megson, for God's glory, all our efforts here, Megson, mona, it's really nothing. And God is looking, Megson, for people, for Christians who would really stand in the gap. People, Megson, who would really put high, Megson, the banner of righteousness sa Ginoo sa atong mga kinabuhi. In addition to that, 25% of Filipinos found divorce or annulments as morally acceptable na. 30%, so daghan na siya. Meaning, so okay ra, nga diin magbulag. Nga diin, muna, nga dili yun, okay. Why? Because marriage megson is bound for lifetime, for eternity. Only death megson can separate the couple. And this, lastly megson, kining unsa? Kining homosexuality. So homosexuality megson, more than 30% believe nga diin, homosexuality is morally acceptable today. Ay mo gingon okay ah. Hindi mo yung okay. So, kaya mo niya? Kaila mo? Sa naman mo? Oy? Wala mo mo kaila? Katuwa mo hang pa siya? Ha? Si Binbok? Si, usaman? Si, dili, si Rostum. Nag-change na siya sa iyang, usaman, Certificate of Live Birth. Ang iyang name today is sa Bibi Gandang Hari. Okay? And recently, Megson, recently, unsa man, he is now an official, unsa man, lady. Ngano man, because he just undergone Megson operation. Removing, unsa man, sayang organ as a man. And turning into Megson, unsa, as a woman. Amen? So makita nato here, nga diin, grabe na. Samutan pa Megson ni Vice Ganda. Wana nga grabe na karampa nga din makita nato Megson kapinakalo na ang morality, and these people Megson were used as instrumental for unrighteousness. They were used as instrumental for enemy. You know what? Twisting the minds of the young people for what is righteous sa Ginoo, and then unsa man teaching to them nga diin, homosexuality is okay. As long as you, unsa man, you enjoy. As long as, man, ma-enjoy mako, mao naman ni akong kinabuhi. Mao man ni, siya, gipakataw man ko nga ingon ani. Uy, wala ka gipakataw ngayon. Ay, kuya na, paghilak ni mo, uha ka. Pagkataw na to, di ba? Babae raman o laki. Ang design good sa Ginoo for us is, unsa man, babae o laki na din ikaw. But again, make so on, man. It's all about the world that we are living in. Amen? The world is pressuring us, you know, teaching the people, especially Megson, that the young ones, the young generations, that living this lifestyle, this live in, this homosexuality, they are okay. And when you speak against that, and then, ikaw na yung saman, sayo. What I observe, Megson, many of the cases, 90% of the instances wherein people get into marriage. Unsa may rason? Ha? Huh? Wow. So may rason nga magpakasal. Buntis na. Amen? Amen? That's really sad thing. And that's true enough, Megson. Makita na ako. Every time sa mong mga silingan nga diin na yung magpakasal, ako na yung pangutan noon. Pila na makabuhan ang babae? Hindi yan. Ah, sakto, gyud ko. Na actually, buntis gyud. And that's not the trend. Why? Because we are living in a present evil system today. And this is so dangerous, Megson, for us if we will not stand, Megson, against this system. And we are called by God to stand for what is really righteous atubangan diha sa Ginoo. And remember, Megson, you know what? John, Peter, and Paul describe, Megson. Paul, Megson, describe this, ang panahon nila sa unang panahon, as present evil age. Paul says that. In the book of Galatians, Peter Megson says, save yourself from this corrupt generation. Amen? And if Peter Megson, Paul says, ngadin sa unang panahon, ngadin, unsa na kangilad, unsa na ka-corrupt, unsa na ka-evil ang kalibutan 2,000 years ago, and how much more unsa na ka-evil ang kalibutan today. It's becoming evil, 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 evil and evil. And we as Christians, this is a call of reminder, warning sa atong matag-usa nga kinabuhi nga diin mag-amping ta sa atong mga paglakaw. And three of these maigsoon, great mega churches, pastors maigsoon, tele-evangelists, nga diin grabe kaayo gipanggamit sa Ginoo, they have fallen away from their ministry, from grace. Number one maigsoon sa mga, si Jimmy Swaggart. Amen? Si Jimmy Swaggart maigsoon, in the 80s, grabe kaayo siya. Very gifted person, not only a teacher, preacher, maigsoon, singer na siya, the same time, pianist. So, whole package ni nga tao. And he was used by God during 80s, maigsoon, nga diin, millions of people came to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ through this person. And he just one time siyang light, maigsoon, he had fallen away from God. Nga diin, he entered into an extramarital relationship with a prostitute. Amen? So makita ni mo, kanyang mga tawanan, nga mga grabe kayo, ka mga ligon. Again, maigsoon, makita ni mo, nga diin ang atanggap. Again, babae ang natagakan. Another one maigsoon here, kisamani, kailani. Si Kong Hee. Si Kong Hee, the founder of City Harvest Mega Church in Singapore. Si Kong Hee. And last year, nga din si Kong Hee, along with his elders, they were put to prison. Di impreson sila. Nga naman, kay millions of dollars maigsoon, they had embezzled. Ilang na misappropriated. Unsa may rason, nga diin, nagamit nila ang kwarta. Ay, ang asawa ni Kong Hee maigsoon, magsinger-singer lagi. Asawa ni Kong Hee. Singer siya maigsoon sa MTV. Okay? Tanawa maigsoon, ingon siya, gitawag siya sa Ginoo for evangelism around the world to become a world-famous singer. Notice maigsoon, tanawa yung sinina. Ang yung song maigsoon, China Wine ang title siyang song. Tanawa maigsoon, nagpanti, nagbrasya along sa yung mga ano. And then, you know what? He spent maigsoon millions of dollars for, creating MTV para sa iyang singing career. Nga diin, ni consent maigsoon ang iyang husband, pastor, o ang iyang mga elders. Si ang iyang misis. And not only that, makita niyo, giampuan pa siya sa iyang singing career. Nga din, gamiton siya sa Ginoo, nga diin, para sa tibuok kalibutan. But wala magmalampuson maigsoon, nga naman, kay klaro kayo, it was done for the world. Sadly, maigsoon, you know what? Ang iyang bana si Kong Hee. And the rest, maigsoon, they were imprisoned. Kong Hee was sentenced to 8 years of imprisonment. And the rest, maigsoon, siya mga elders, they were really imprisoned for, embezzlement. And again, this is one of the examples. Great leaders of today's mega churches, they have fallen away from God because of the love of the world. And lastly, maigsoon here, he is, kisa na siya? Si Tulian Chivijin. Tulian Chivijin, maigsoon, he was former pastor sa Coral Ridge Mega Church. Okay? And he is the grandson of Bailey Graham. Sadly, maigsoon, last June, gitangtang siya sa iyang pastoral responsibility. Ganun man, kay aduna siya ay extramarital affair sa kauba niya sa iglesia. Sadly, maigsoon, ganun man, ang kaniyang gibuhat, maigsoon, it was not the first time. It was the second time. The first time, maigsoon, una, siguro kipasaylo siya. But again na, diskubrian na sad. Si Tulian, maigsoon, very good writers of Christian books, maigsoon, nga diin, na-discoveryan na sad, nga diin, aduna siya extramarital affairs. Notice, maigsoon, when he gave public apology ngadto sa iyang congregation, ngayon siya, I hope and I pray that the events in my own life over the past couple of years serve as a warning to all of who, siya, like I did, believe that they are standing firm. He believed that they nagbarog siyang maligoon. And he says, sin is so deep. It is real. It destroys. It deceives. May this be an opportunity to examine our hearts and beg God for mercy and forgiveness we all need. And these are the examples of ministers, Maigsoon, who were greatly used by God, served, you know what, thousands of people in their churches, and yet, in the darkest corner sa ilang kasing-kasing, adunay nagpahipi ng mga butang, ng gibang taguan, that eventually, Maigsoon, na-expose o kinis sila ng hatagak. Why? Because they have chosen to leave this present evil world, Maigsoon. Amen? If din mga tawanan ng hatagak ni, again, sa kong giingon, muna, walay rason nga diin, dili sa ta mga tagak. Muna, ang importante for us, again, is to be, stay connected diya sa Ginoo. Verse 10, lastly, Maigsoon, it says here, for Demas, having loved his present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Notice, Maigsoon, the result here, uso may resulta, siyang pagigugma sa kalibutan, it resulted to what? Deserted. Desertion. Unsa man? Na-attach na siya sa kalibutan, Maigsoon. Unsa man? He now come to a conclusion, come to a decision. He left Paul while in prison and he deserted, Maigsoon, ganto Thessalonica. And actually, Maigsoon, the word desert, Maigsoon, here means to separate connection with someone. Diba? Ang mobile phones, Maigsoon, mobile phones, na kay mobile phones na eh? So, as of today, siguro, muna, necessity ba, diba? Very necessity, very useful. So, mataka-adlaw, Maigsoon, mo chat ka, Facebook, text ka, call, amen? So, gamit kaayo ang cellphone. But the problem, Maigsoon, sa cellphone, ang iyang pagagamit, mawagtangan kung ma-stay disconnected siya ngadto sa electricity. And time will come na din, ma-low bat siya, and eventually, ma-empty bat siya. Muna siya, unsa man, mawagtangan ang iyang pagka-necessity, pagka-usefulness, on account na din, wala siya ma-connected to the electricity. And the same example ni Demas, because Maigsoon, he left Paul. He has chosen Maigsoon to separate himself, to stay disconnected with someone, with Paul. And eventually, Maigsoon, he had gone to Thessalonica. And when Demas disconnected himself from Paul, Maigsoon, everything he labored became useless. Demas, who known to be a popular as a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ and Paul, became a notorious lover of the world. Amen? What really is sad thing, Maigsoon, that happened to Demas here? And for us, Maigsoon, you know what? How blessed we are. Here din sa Mandawi that we have a pastor, Maigsoon, who is so diligent in studying, feeding us, magpakao na to, Sunday after Sunday, laboring Maigsoon through sleepless night, many hours in studying para lang mulambo, para lang mutubo ang atong Kristohanon nga pagkinabuhi. But, if at times Maigsoon makita ang mga Kristohanon, mabugnaw, mabackslide, mawagtang diya sa pagtuo, do not blame your pastor. Do not blame the church. Ay, bati mo itong iglesia kay di uganas mga tao, di uganas mga nao, di uganas kanta, di uganas wali, do not blame, you know, the church, the pastor. We need to blame no other than Maigsoon, ourselves. Amen? We need, why? Because that's really a decision. The same Maigsoon ni Demas. It's a decision for him to stay disconnected with Paul sa iya nga kinabuhi. And that is why Maigsoon, the obvious result for us Christians, when we separate ourselves, is what? We grow cold. When we grow cold, we lose the zeal diha sa Ginoo. And when we don't have the zeal, hence, we love to focus and live in this world. And that, when that happened, may soon, sa atong kinabuhi, ngayon mawagtang natagana diha sa Ginoo mo na pina kakuyaw ang muabot sa ato nga kinabuhi. And I hope and I pray, may soon, that again this morning, this serves as a warning, as a reminder for us that ang matag-usa nato, we are prone, we are susceptible like Demas. Nga diin, he started, nga diin, dasig sa Ginoo, but at the end, sa iyang kinabuhi, may igsoon, he has chosen to separate himself. He has chosen to abandon Paul, to abandon Christ sa iyang kinabuhi. And I pray that we might always be, stay connected, may igsoon, in this church, that you and I will be growing in maturity, nga din ikaw ako nga magamit ta diha sa pagpangalagad sa Ginoo. Amen? Shall we give the Lord a clap offering? Let's come before the Lord. Lord, we just want to thank you and praise you, Lord, for this morning. And again, Lord, thank you, God, for reminding us, you know what, sa kapiligro indeed sa kalibutan that we are really living today. Lord, help us, Lord, nga din, ma-remind me always that our calling is for heaven, O God. Our calling is for eternity and our calling is for Christ. Though, Lord, anaami din sa kalibutan, but Lord, ikaw mag-safeguard namo, ikaw mag-akupot namo that we might not lose the passion, Lord, that we might not lose, Lord, sa among direction, Lord, sa among paglakaw, Father God, diha nimo. And Lord, we commit, Lord God, the rest of our lives, the rest, Lord, you know, sa mong makinabuhi, that you alone will make us the person that you really desire for us to be. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen, Lord, and amen, and amen.